This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And if you're looking at getting into your exercise and start doing a bit more strength training, what is the process you should follow? I'm joined this morning by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist. How are you this morning, Lisa?
I'm well, thanks, Jordan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. But first of all, what is strength training and why would we want to start a strength training program?
Yeah, well, strength, as we know, is the ability to produce force, or very plainly, the ability to be able to lift, push, or pull a resistive force. And the reason that we want to do strength training and that it's recommended for everybody, from endurance runners, professional footballers and netballers, helping them to improve their performance, to improving the health of an individual with diabetes or osteoporosis, it's really important for everyone. So it helps us to improve our muscle mass, our power, our bone strength, along with other biochemical measures such as our blood glucose levels. So it really should be included as a regular part of everybody's exercise program in addition to their cardiovascular exercise.
And do we need any kind of special equipment to start strength training?
No, well, that's a bonus with it, is that beginners can really commence a strength training program without any equipment at all, using only your body weight to undertake a range of different exercises for most of our major muscle groups. But if you are looking to start with some equipment, you can get some really cheap things from department stores and sports stores, such as resistance bands, which can be under $10, dumbbells, barbells and kettlebells. So they're pretty accessible. And then if you do have a gym membership, there are heaps of different resistance machines and cable machines and other options to take advantage of if you do have that option.
Okay. And I guess what tips do you have for anyone looking to get started with their strength training?
Yeah, well, some of the things we want to start with and literally start with is our warm-up. So it's really important to warm up our body and our muscles prior to lifting weights. So we want to ensure that we start with a light cardiovascular workout, which might be walking or bike riding or rower if you're at the gym, for a good 10 minutes. And that helps to increase our blood flow to the muscles and prime them for our workout. After that, our second tip is to start with a lighter weight than that you can manage well. So commence with a weight that you can lift around about 10 to 15 times, and you want to be able to do that for 2 to 3 sets. Once you know that you've got good technique with that weight, you can then adjust the weight to be higher or adjust the repetition sets as well.
Right, just easing ourselves into it.
Yeah, that's right. And then, you know, once you have gone through that initial phase, we want to then make sure that we're going to get the results that we want. So you want to ensure that you're loading your muscles enough to get that result. So as I said, once you're familiar with the program, you check that you've got good form, you need to ensure that you're stressing your muscles enough to get the increase in size and strength. So if you're performing an exercise and aiming for, say, 3 sets of 8 repetitions, by the 6th repetition of that last set, your muscles should be starting to feel a bit fatigued. So you should really be feeling it and struggling to get out those last couple of repetitions with good form. If those last couple of repetitions are not really challenging and you're doing them quite easily, then that's a key, like some feedback to increase that weight and change the volume of your exercise there. Yeah, and apart from that, you want to ensure that you rest between your sets. So your sets are the number of times that you do a certain set of repetitions. So when exercising the same muscle group with the same exercise for a number of sets, you need to make sure that you do provide your muscles with enough rest between sets. So you might do 15 repetitions, have around 60 seconds to 2 minutes rest, then you'll do another 15 repetitions, another short break, and then another 15 repetitions. So it's just having that rest between sets. And then talking about rest, we want to make sure that we take rest days. So we don't want to be pushing the same muscles again and again day after day. So when we undertake strength training, you're basically causing microscopic damage to the tissue that will be repaired, and this is how our muscle builds. But we need to allow our body time to repair and rebuild stronger. So always allow at least one rest day between training muscle groups. But if you are somebody who likes to head to the gym every day and do strength training every day, you can, but you just need to rotate. So, for instance, on a Monday, you might do all upper body muscle groups, and then on a Tuesday, you would do all the lower body muscle groups and alternate like that. So, therefore, you're working out every day, but you're giving those muscles the rest in between, and then make sure that you do a really good cool down afterwards.
And I guess strength training isn't really just for bodybuilding, is it? It's for all sorts of reasons.
No, that's right. It's for life. Like I said, it can improve your bone strength. It can improve your performance, even for endurance athletes or somebody who just wants to improve their 5K run time. You know, it's helping those people as well. yeah, helping you play tennis, whatever it might be, just making your body stronger to cope with the exercise that you're doing.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time again this morning.
You're welcome, Jordan. Thank you.
This is Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic It's Breakfast.